Thank you. Poor people of Japan, eh? Well, you've got to realize one thing. Nuclear accidents are not local anymore. They're worldwide. Everyone that goes off affects us. I mean, and radiation stuff from Chernobyl went around the Earth twice.
Well,
not local anymore.
And there's more to it than that. There's three reasons, really good reasons, why not to do it. One, human beings are screw-ups. Yeah. Right? It's inevitable. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. That gave us Chernobyl and Three Mile Island. The second reason is Mother Nature can kick your ass anytime she wants. That gave us Fukushima. And the third reason is we don't have any goddamn place to put the waste. Nowhere. At all. So, more solar.
Here's a song you probably didn't expect.
They made me do this. They made me do this. Riding back to our camp. We were feeling very fine. The air was clear and slightly damp. Celebrate the robbing of the train. We were talking kind of low and lazy about not having to go out front again. You know, we had been back home 2 hours. We heard a hawk cry out in the night. You know that's a signal from young Billy. He's off sentry. He says something here ain't exactly right. The cabin. I said, you don't know, she might be the law. He said, smiling kind of nasty, it ain't too damn likely she'll beat me to the draw. The Duke, he's a dynamite to say. He said, what's your name, sweet little Indian girl? And she said, Raven, and she looked. He said, Fat Albert, you're getting kind of old and weird now. I think you better get your 12-gauge or shut your mouth. And I did. there, Indian girl for my wrong, yeah. But when they finally got around to asking her, she said she had come to take young Billy home. Oh, no! Probably me too. The Indian girl said, go ahead now and do it. I tried to shut her up. She bit my thumb clean through. Must be the sorriest sight you ever saw. You know the reason I'm the only man left to tell this story. You know that Indian girl? She wasn't an Indian. She was the love.